Joining us now, the head women's basketball coach here at Ferris State, but probably more well-known to our Grand Rapids listeners as a very successful high school coach at West Catholic at East Grand Rapids and Grand Rapids Catholic Central as well. Now in her third season with the Bulldogs, Colleen Lamoureux-Tate. Colleen, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, and let's go back to your Grand Rapids days. We were reminiscing during the break and how you got into coaching. You were still a player, so you were really hungry to get into the profession. Take us to that time when you're a college player and you're like, you know what? I want a future in this. I want to coach it. I'm going to start now.
You know, my sister was a senior at West Catholic Plain, and she called me up and said they need a freshman coach. And I'm like, well, good. Get one. And she's like, no, we need you. And I go, well, what? I don't know anything about. So I remember driving there, and I just said, what am I going to do for 2 hours with these kids? And I just mimicked Patty DeBaldi's practices that she put us through. So I just mimicked a college practice, obviously at a lower level, you know, teaching more fundamentals and stuff. So, but Patty was really big into fundamentals. So it was an easier transition for me than I thought.
And that's how it gets passed on, though. You play for good coaches, you learn, and so you have to know every time you go to practice or whatever, you've got that responsibility that you most likely have a future coach playing for you at some point along the way, and they're going to do the same thing you did.
Yeah, you really see that. I have a player next year coming in to help me coach, and I coached her for 4 years at Catholic Central, and she was just the coach on the floor, so you're definitely right about that.
Head Coach Colleen Lamoureux-Tate joining us. It's part of a doubleheader tomorrow against Lake Superior State. The women will play first, ladies first, at 1 p.m., and then 3 p.m. for the men. We talked to Andy Broncoma earlier, the success that he's enjoyed. Coach, take us through your season to this point, and what are some of the signature moments for you?
Well, I mean, it started off really strong. We came off a big weekend this past weekend at Northern and Tech, and we were without one of our top guards, and then we got in foul trouble with another guard, and another one's hurt. So, you know, what I found at college is it's basically, and Patty DeBaldi told me this, it's part luck going far because of injuries, and you have more beat-up bodies when they get to college. So it is about having a good bench, but it's about training and being wise as a coach to balance things off and not just try to, you know, burn them out and constantly be on the floor and just practice, practice, practice. You really have to have a lot of balance. You got to get in the weight room. You got to have yoga, a lot of stretching. I mean, just being really creative with the training off the floor also. And you know, it showed last night. We just don't have our confidence shooting. We were so cold from the outside. We made 2 threes, you know, and I feel bad for them, because usually as a coach you have players that, you know, one or two are cold, and they were all cold. And it was funny because one of my other coaches that I talk to frequently in Texas, he said, you guys must be really close. And I says, you know what? You're right. So we do have the foundation. Our chemistry is really good. So basically, I'm going to have them shoot out of the funk that they're in.
Following up on that point, Coach, and I want to, you mentioned the health, the fitness of your players and getting that part of it squared away. And you have injuries. One of the things I talked about when I covered women's basketball at Central Michigan in the mid-90s, Danita Davenport was the coach. And she had a player in Julie Miller, and you just knew when it happened it was severe. The level of occurrences of knee injuries in women, and it's just a physiological thing, and the frequency with which those happen, modern technology, modern medicine. I know Michigan State football, Connor Cook wears a preventative knee brace so that it doesn't go sideways on him, and that probably saved him from what would have been a season-ending injury in the first game that they played against Jacksonville State. My question to you then is, when you look at things along those lines, what preventative measures can you take, be they structurally with a brace or health and fitness, like you talk about working out for your players so they don't get injured in the first place?
There's certain exercises you could definitely do for ACLs. Mm-hmm. And females are trained different than males. They're built different. That's just the way it is. So we do a lot of that off-the-floor training for our ACL and stuff, ACL enhancement. We have a really good trainer that really works hard with them. She's a sports trainer, you know, tapes the ankles and does therapy and everything. But she goes further. And she does a lot of research, and we do really have a good training staff. They're very up to date with the, you know, the new stuff. So we do a ton of that, and we try to always just keep them on the floor for an hour and a half. you start going over, you're just starting to wear their bodies even more. But then that takes away from more time of shooting. So, okay, we're going to do an hour and a half of shooting today.
Yeah. Well, you know, injuries are unfortunate. They're part of the game, though. You got to deal with them, and it's next man in, or in your case, next woman in. But psychologically, for a player that's not getting a lot of playing time, it can be depressing, and you're thinking, man, what am I doing? Am I ever going to get a chance to play? But I just look back to this past college football season and what happened with Ohio State, Cardale Jones. And I think that's a perfect example for any coach across the country in any sport to show that, look, eventually, chances are you're going to be depended on, so you have to be ready at all times.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's where that chemistry comes in. It's really important because the bench is very engaged in the players out there. And so they're really in tune to each other. So I think it's going to pay off. I just got to get them more shooting time, you know?
Yeah.
Head coach Colleen Lamoureux-Tate joining us from Ferris State here. We were talking about injuries, the preventative nature of those, trying to cope and deal with them in the aftermath. And here you are in your third season now at the college level, coach. And there are adjustments to be made from the high school level, no doubt. But you've garnered a lot of experience that you can bring forward from that. What are the biggest differences, be they on the court or off, in managing a college basketball team compared to high school, in dealing with maybe the personality psychology of 18 to 22 year olds rather than 14 to 18 year olds?
I think the biggest difference right now I see is that when you're at high school, you have, like, let's call it three different levels. You have the studs, you have the athletes, and then you have the players that are just the role players, and they just like the social aspect of it. So as a coach at the high school level, you have to combine all them, okay? So you have to mix and match. You got to find out, you know, what their pros and cons, and then you want to push the studs to get to college. And the athletes, you might have to push a little bit. Maybe they have something they didn't even know they had. And then you have the social aspect, which you don't want to get rid of, okay? You want to have that balance in high school. You don't want to burn them out also, okay? But then you have, on top of that, parents right there, and they go home every night to them. So you're seeing things at practice, and then they go home every night. Whereas at college, I find that it's easier as far as because I'm recruiting the athletes that go with me, okay, my style and everything. And they go home to their dorms, okay? They can call their parents and everything. And it's not that parents are always getting involved in everything. It's basically at the high school level, if you have an AD that doesn't allow it, here's the same way, you know, you still have the parents call them once in a while and stuff, but they're more individuals, they're grown-up women. You have bigger problems, but it's helped having so many years of coaching and my background as a police officer, security guard, bar owner. It just really has helped as far as the social aspect to help the ladies grow and stuff. So, and you teach more X's and O's at the college level because it's 30 seconds. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's more basketball instead of, okay, if you're ahead, you can stall at the high school level. So that's it. Just, I couldn't stand that. So now it's more X's and O's, and I get to deal with them one-on-one. And I like their age. I understand it. I've been around for so long. I've been through it. So I really like the age that they're at. So basically, you know what? The bottom line is you can know all the X's and O's you want. If you can't talk to them chemistry-wise, if you can't be there for them, if you can't connect with them, if you can't figure out how to coach each individual, I don't care what you have. So I just really enjoy that one-on-one with them and figuring out, you know, how best to coach them and then putting it all together. So
that's the key. You can't, a lot of people say they want to be treated the same, but realistically, you have to know the personalities of every individual on your team and coach them up the way they respond best, right?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. You know, bringing up the parents again, I know a lot of high school coaches go through hell dealing with parents, and even younger kids, of course. But I've found out lately it even happens at the college level. And I just wanted to say, hey, the university goes out and gets the best person for the job. They're the head coach. I think they know what they're doing. Stay out of it, right? Don't you want the parents to stay out of it?
You know what? Let's be realistic. It's never going to happen. So, you know, this is my decision as far as how, you know, Perk, the AD, and I handle it is when I got hired in, I remember in the hiring process, I just said to Perk, you know, is basically I'm going to be not working for the name on the outside of the building. I'm going to be working for the people inside it. And basically, let's see if you and I go together as far as our beliefs, you know, how we look at things. Because I found out if you don't have the support behind closed doors, it doesn't matter what's on the outside of the building. So that's where really you really work together. Perk and I talk quite often, and so it solves a lot of problems, or we're on the same page. So when you do get those phone calls, because you're going to, he has some idea what's going on. So I basically chose a job, and I'm not just saying it because he hired me, but that's what was our conversation on in our interview, because I've learned so many times that if the people behind closed doors aren't supporting you, then it doesn't matter what the name is on the building. So that's where I found the, you know, being happy at Ferris is because the communication and the support.
Colleen, I want to talk to you a little bit more. You talk about the vertical chain of command there. Perk Weisenberger, the athletic director, he's the one who hired you. But then on the horizontal nature of it, your fellow coaches, mm-hmm. be they Andy Broncomo, mm-hmm. of course, coaches the men's basketball team, or Tony Anise, the football mm-hmm. team. Take us behind the scenes, maybe notes that you compare and things that you glean off some of the other coaches.
You know, that's a great point. I like that. When we get to work, Ferris has this, like, culture of, you know, blue-collar workers and just, you know what, we don't have all the best facilities in the weight room and anything, but it's amazing because all the coaches work together. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. We're all like friends. It doesn't even matter if we're mad at each other or anything. We will do whatever. Like, I'll want the video room, and Tony will be in there, and he'll get out and say, yep, you got it. Andy's like my brother, and we're on the road together, and whatever we can do for each other, like gym space, if we're on the road and we have to share time, anything, and how the boys and the girls or the men and women basketball team, they really like brother and sister. I mean, just the atmosphere. Tia, the volleyball coach, mm-hmm. I'm right next to her. We talk all the time, you know, about recruiting and the day we're having or the kids or anything. We just, the coaching staffs around Ferris, I mean, we're all so, like, all the offices are right next to each other, and it's like we're all brothers and sisters. Mm. I kid you not, there's really no animosity, or if you do have a problem, we just tell each other, and then we work it out. It's really cool.
It shows the shared success,
yeah.
evidenced
yeah.
of that here at Ferris State. Mm-hmm. It's been a phenomenal year, and head coach Colleen Lamoureux-Tate with Grand Rapids Ties, of course, in her third season, part of a doubleheader tomorrow. The women will play first at 1 p.m. against Lake Superior State, and then it's the men at 3 right here on campus in Big Rapids. Coach, it's been great talking
to you.
Thank you. It's been great meeting you, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.